choose that in the Torah we ask them all.
Regarding Hilchos Pesach, let me just get straight into it without any hakdomas, without any introductions. Point number one is that we know on Pesach we don't eat chametz. But besides for eating chametz, which comes from the chamishes min yedogon, which is wheat, barley, anything which has come from oats, rice, but there's an additional halacha which the Ramah is very stark about. It's not stomach minik. It's something called kitnius, which includes things that come from kitnius is beans, corn, rice, which the Sfaradim, the people which are noeg kibnei Sfarad, they are obviously not noeg, they can eat it. But us Ashkenaz, which are Yotzim, Biad Ramah, we take on like the Ramah who says that we don't eat kitnius. And the Ramah says, Ve'ein l'shanis, he actually adds quite a strak azak, Ve'ein l'shanis, when he says Ve'ein l'shanis, it's very strong, brought in halacha. Obviously the Sfaradim don't follow it, so Bavadi Yosef used to make a joke and saying, what's the longest time is for Achenu b'nei Ashkenaz? He used to say, it's Pesach, the 8 days they come out can't eat anything. But so we follow the minhag of Ramah and we don't eat kinyas. And it's very important to flag up certain things that I see in shops, that you'd be surprised, there are some products, not many, but there are some products which will say Kosh l'Pesach, and in the corner, La'oich le'kinyas, for those who eat kinyas. Which essentially means you can't eat it unless the person's a chola, which kitnius is mutter for a person who's a chola. The Ramah is, it's okay for a person chola to eat kitnius, or for a child or something. But for a regular person, you can't eat kitnius. And then I saw a product, which is one of the things I like to buy, which is like a coconut thing, and it says, Kosh lePesach leloi chashash kitnius. And right next to it, strawberry truffle, which is very similar in packaging and everything, the same similar writing, Kosh lePesach leloi chashash kitnius. So again, you've got very similar packages. Wow. They're not many. There really are not many. But you know, I took about five or six photos. I didn't go around every single product. But I'd be thrown out of the shop. But I got an idea. It was about 5-6 products. Certainly the bamba. You can send in your child to get a packet. Choose a packet on Erev Pesach. You want a bit of quiet, so you send them in. You give them £5, not going to get you. You give them a £20 note, and they come out with some packets, and it's sometimes you have to be aware that maybe it could be kidneys. Again, it's not too common, but it does happen. Obviously, you've got the big to-do about oils. Oils is a runoff from this Shaila, because when it comes to sunflower oil and cottonseed oil, they're a lot more expensive. They're actually £4.50. The walnut oil is almost half price, it's £2.50. And if the reason is because sunflower oil, some are choshesh that they are kidneys. Sunflower oil and the cottonseed oil is very similar to the grain style, grain form, and therefore some places can want to treat it like kidneys. You'll see on the actual bottle it says kadasia, and under the bottle it says loy kolel pesach on the sunflower oil. So it doesn't include pesach. So what's it doing in the koshla pesach section? Because at the bottom it says KLBDP, which is kibbutz kosher, and obviously they're assuming that that sunflower and cottonseed oil is not a problem of kidneys. It's just a regular machloikas. You're not going to sort out this machloikas. Dan Padva was very strong about it. That is considered kidneys. Dan Weiss was also very strong about it. So therefore, Eretz Yisrael or Machme, America or Mekel, and Asa are always usually somewhere in the middle, and therefore everyone has to follow what they follow. But that is the stira, the machloikas on the same package. You got a clear machloikas on just one bottle of sunflower. So that's point number one, is important to remember for the next week that we do shopping, for the next few days we do shopping, is that there might be kidneys products, not many, but there's a few kidneys products which ideally they should really be put in a corner, in a section of the shop. But it's not, we don't live in an ideal world. And the second point is the sunflower oil and cottonseed oil, the chatchila should be avoided. Obviously, if you have a minute to be made, you'll find. But you'll find a lot of people which are staying away from it because they want to avoid any shayla of kidneys. Next shayla is people have, obviously, pet food. They have pets. They have fish or rabbits. And what they feed the pet is often chometz. And you also have to make sure that you're getting the alternative for Pesach. KLBD website have a very good PDF that goes through a few alternatives written by professionals. Sometimes you go to a farm on Chol HaMoed. Very nice. So you pay the money to get into the farm.
So even if you sell the pet food,
there's still a bit of an issue of Roitza B'Kiyumai, that you sort of want the food during Pesach in the sense that you want it to be fed to your animal. So it's very different.
Yeah, exactly. That's another point. So it's not really recommended to go with that. It's the best is to get an alternative to the food that you usually use. Sorry?
Can I give kidneys to a pet?
Yeah. Kidneys is okay. Kidneys is okay to keep. And kidneys are very good. Yeah, very good. Kidneys is not the same level as chametz. In the sense it's only what goes in your mouth. But certainly to keep it is okay. And pashas also to give it to an animal, that would also be okay. The question is when it comes to chametz, you have to be careful. You go to the farm. Sometimes you go to farms and they for a pound you can buy a bucket of food that you can feed the goats. And you're very tempted to do that. You paid so much money to go to the farm. Only cost a pound for another bucket. And then you can go and feed the goats on Pesach. It's very important to know that a lot of these are downright chametz. And when you pay the pound, you're actually purchasing chametz. And when you go and feed the animals, you're actually being near. The human nature is that a person gets benefit from feeding even a stray animal. And that is considered benefit. And that would be considered a bit two slight issues over here.
Number one is...
Exactly. You wouldn't be able to... Someone gets, a guy gives you a leftover feed that, you know. Here's half a bucket. There's still an issue to be near it, to have enough from it. Yeah, so the best is to stay away from it. Don't feed the animals on Pesach. You know, go to the farm before Pesach, or go after Pesach, or go to Cholom Moed Sukkot. But Cholom Moed Pesach is important to know when you're in the farm, is to stay away from this the food.
Unless maybe... If a boy feeds your animals for you, your cat and your dog, if a boy comes on and feeds them with this stuff,
Yeah, that's already different. Yeah. You only find. But when a yid actively feeds an animal, the Shulchan Aruch says even a behemoth shall hefka. There's a natural benefit for the yid when he feeds an animal. Feeding an animal is an actual hanah. So that would be interesting issa to avoid, to make sure when it comes to Pesach to avoid that. Let's move on to just a few random things that I want to flag up. On my rounds when I went to the shop. So I saw there's disposable koises. They look like real koises. They look quite real silver, but they're not. They're actually very cheap, and you can toss them out straight after the meal. Very interesting. It's actually a very popular kois, but it's not so clear if it's recommended to use for kosher brocha, because Rav Moshe Feinstein's got a tshuva, and he says Rav Moshe Feinstein says to use a cup which is disposable for kosher brocha. He says he's not convinced it's okay because it's not ma'akuf, but the Gemara says asora dvorim nema b'kosher brocha. We are so makbid about kosher brocha, shtifa, docha, itur, for the many things we should do. Some we do paskanai, some we don't paskanai. But says Rav Moshe Feinstein, if the Gemara told you 10 things about kosher brocha, mistoma, they wouldn't want you to use a kos which is not choshev like a disposable cup. Very interesting, because the tumatara you find is not such a choshev zach. So Rav Moshe Feinstein is of the opinion it's correct. It's not recommended to use something which is disposable. Now, although this disposable looks nicer, it's not so clear according to Rav Moshe, this would be the ideal. So ideally, if a person's bought it already and it's a chiz partash, it's not ma'akev the whole thing. But it's interesting that such things creep in, and it's interesting to know it's not likuli alma. To get something which is a disposable kois, even if it looks nice, but it's disposable, and you throw them out after the meal, Rav Moshe Feinstein takes a bit issue on that. Yeah, it's not ma'akev, but it's something interesting that I spotted. You can get a Neir Mitzvah come out with a small kois. It's actually quite a small kois. It's very good. It's 100 cc. So it holds a revius, because a small revius is 86 cc. So it holds 100. You've even got a bit of change just in case it's not full to the top. So they sell that for this year. I saw it in the shops, and it's £6 or something. And it's very good because it's reusable. That's something that's fine. But disposable is not. It could be. It's not so lechatchila. That is when you get to the koises.
All year round as well.
Sorry.
All year round.
Very good. All year round as well. But sometimes you go to. Very good. If you make a kiddush sometimes and you're tempted to buy a disposable, it's not so clear that it's lechatchila. Again, it's not something ma'akev. That it shouldn't come out of the shit thinking, you know, out of all hilchos Pesach, this is the halacha. It's not the most important halacha. But Rav Moshe writes a tshuva and he's not so convinced that it's the lechatchila. The next thing is, let's just move on.
What about my drops on
top of the table? Oh, so we're going to have to look. Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, so that's like a fine. That would be okay. Next thing, let's say you're going on an outing and you want to know about bottled water. You want to go and buy a bottle of Buxton or Highland water or any just regular Evian water. It doesn't seem to be a major issue. In the past, apparently, they used to pasteurize the water. I know Rabosha Westheim's got in his guide, amazing guide that he wrote. It's called step-by-step guides for Pesach. Amazing. And with water, apparently, it could be in his times they were pasteurizing the water. But apparently, if you look at all the bottles now, they either say spring or natural. Every bottle that I've looked at, not Kamat, all the bottles that I've looked at in the past 2 weeks, I've been consciously looking at it. They all say either spring or natural, which they wouldn't be able to do that, if it was pasteurized. So apparently they don't even pasteurize water now. Sparkling water or sparkling or fizzy drinks, that should have a hechsher. And the reason is because the fizz that they put in it, they inject fizz into water or inject fizz into your Coke. That fizz, you won't believe, in this country comes mainly from the way, from the whiskey and beer factories. When they ferment the beer and whiskey, then CO2 comes off, and by law they have to contain it, and they sell it for next to nothing, and they sell it and it goes straight into your Coca-Cola. So again, everything's a shaila, but at the end of the day is that if you've got...
What do you know?
Oh, yeah. So regard it very good, very good. When you get to other Yisurim, it could be in Nishtane. When you get to Chometz, it's a specific Issa. Like Chometz, Aforo Chometz is a special Bazundra Din, very good, very good. So when you get to Chometz, it's taka, very important to make sure that you've got a Heksha, which you will find with a Heksha, but it's important that when you get to Pesach, it's got with a Heksha.
Next. No.
They would write it. Usually, they would write that. If there'll be a shy of kidneys, they'll tackle write that. Okay. Let's move on. Just let me just throw a thought. It's very common that lots of people have shilas when they get to Pesach itself and they find chometz. Firstly, it's very hard. It's a hard feeling for the women when they spend so long cleaning, and all the things which are sometimes not ma'akov. And then when it comes to Pesach and you take out the buggy and you put the camera inside one of the pockets and you find a big biscuit there. It's not nishvatam, so it's always worth before Pesach thinking out of the box. You know, where could it be? The handbags or the school bags? Very, very common in school bags. All these things is a kedai, shas bedika, to make sure that these places are the main places. In the car, us men are sitting in the front seat, but really, you don't know what goes on in the back. There's all compartments everywhere. So those things are very important. But taka, when a person finds chometz, there's a big ha'ora. When a person finds a biscuit on Pesach, what's your natural thought? What would he naturally do? What would he do? Just imagine Chol HaMoed, not Yom Tov. You find a biscuit, geshmaka biscuit. What would you be tempted to do?
Throw it away.
So everyone would think, throw it away. It's very interesting horror.
You have to make beer. You have to find beer.
So throw it out. So some would say, put it in the toilet, put it, burn it. Obviously, horror. You did Mechiras Chometz. Have you ever heard of this horror?
Yeah.
You've done Mechiras Chometz. I don't understand. You're stealing from a guy, because you sold it to the guy. And now you're burning it, you're putting it in the bin, you're putting it outside, you go to the park, you know there's already a queue to, but you know the bin in the park. Have you ever seen this? Have you sometimes seen I ask you a simple question. Why are you not stealing from the guy by burning the biscuit? You're stealing from the guy. Yeah, again, so you see people taking it. But who does it belong to? But are you allowed to steal something which is useless? Can I go to let's say a guy has got a pen on him? It's not so expensive, right? Can I just take out a pen out of his pocket? It's very interesting. You should know in the Shtar Mechiras, the Taka write this not in the Kuda. You should know Shevet Alevi writes in Shuvah, Taka leave it as is. You find a biscuit in a place that you didn't think it would be behind the Masechtas Ksuvos. You remember Le Shishi putting a biscuit there. Geshmak a biscuit there. Shevet Alevi state, leave it as is, you sold it to the guy. Well, what good is it right? You're taking it and you're burning it? Mechadesa. You're going to the park, taking it to the bin of the park together with the Gans Klal Yisrael. Well, you know the bin's full in the park, it's full of chumas. So, that's Abba, Lemaisa, Mephitzach Nishazoi. Mephitzach Nishazoi. And the reason why Mephitzach Nishazoi is because it's too hard on the heart. And we stipulate clearly to the guy, when he comes, that we're asking him Rishus. That in the event that a Yid finds chometz in a place where he doesn't designate, and he didn't, you know, he finds chometz, that he should have rishus to get rid of it. So it's taka stipulated. So very interesting. There's a bit of noise in the poskim. Should he write it in the mechira? Should he not? Rav Moshe Shtemach writes not to write it there because it makes mechira al tanai. What happens if he is mak? So they say about a lot of bati dinim. They say about peh. I don't want to get lost in this detail. The ma'isa rove against. Most people that I've spoken to about this shaila, they take it and they get rid of it. Obviously, they don't leave it as a. It's interesting to note, Shevet Alevi didn't hold as a. Lemaisa, Rav other place can take on this shaila. I want to throw just a few shailas. I've got 4 minutes. We're going to go one, two, three. Just imagine it's next week, it's Monday morning, you wake up Monday morning, and it's a Mishunah de Galocha to remember. Monday morning, from the first second you wake up, not to have matzah. Matzah, we have a minig ready from Rosh Chodesh Nissan, some from Purim. Oh, but the Nekud is minadin, not to have anything matzah, and also matzah meal. So sometimes you have those people who grow up and they put matzah meal in the mezonis, they make a nice mezonis cake. And some people are tempted to try the mezonis cake. I know someone even, he made a suda for a siyum. They made a siyum after Shacharis, because Vatanis Bechorim, and he brought along, he thought it was going to be practical and not bring chometz, so he brought along his mezonis. His Mazonis matzah meal cake, Pesach cake. He thought it was going to be practical, so it's Pesach dick. The Maisa, not knowing that the halacha is that you can't eat anything which has matzah meal baked on Erev Pesach, then Gansa Erev Pesach. Kenedlach. Oh, Mishabura. Oh, very good. Very good. Mishabura. So Mishabura picks up on this. Shatir Red Zoris. Very good. Kenedlach, which is cooked. And fried fish, which is cooked, but deep fried, that's taka the Mishabur is machmir. Or the Mishabur is machmir, when you get to other matzah meal pudding cake, Hagam is matzah shiro, he adds in his lemaisa, Mishabur is machmir. The next nekuda is that after chatzois, there's an interesting halacha to make sure that usually erev yom tov, you can cut nails, cut hair, and wash it, do washing is a pseudo. But erev Pesach after chatzois, because this is man of korban Pesach, so it becomes like a yom tov. Mela, we don't do these things lechatchila. Of a b'di'eved, there's kulas b'di'eved. A friend of mine once was working for a dry cleaning, and they made him work all the way till chatzois erev Pesach. And the first thing he knew after chatzois is, I've got long hair, and he keeps the first half of the sphere. So what should he do about that? So there's kulas to go to Efshar Goshe Baba. B'shatat chak, there could be a heter to do it himself. But the we try and avoid after chatzois. Let me just throw one other final. Okay, so after Chatzos, everyone's busy with the lettuce, checking the lettuce. Romaine versus iceberg is obviously a massive mile getting a romaine because it's naturally more bitter. If it was to be left in the ground, it would be very bitter. It would get hard and very bitter. Iceberg wouldn't have that. That's why we always make sure to get a romaine. Some even hold as ma'akov. The worshippers who held you can have iceberg. It's come out on Muslim. Minigan Gans Klai Soro come out is to have romaine. Then you've got there's so much to get through. Let me just mention an interesting nakuda. We have to mention the bins, I suppose. We have to mention. Yeah. Can we mention the bins? Yeah. Right, because when it Yom Tov this year specifically is, you've got Yom Tov is Tuesday, Wednesday, right, and then you've got the week after is Monday, Tuesday. So wherever you live in Prestwich or Salford, you're going to have the bins. Mitzvah Hashem, unless something happens. Yeah, Mitzvah Hashem, you're going to have a bin collection. One of the days are either Wednesday morning when it's Yom Tov or Tuesday morning when it's Yom Tov. And sometimes, let's say Wednesday morning, the bin collection next week. And Tuesday night, after Geshmak Amar, Geshmak Asher, you come home, on the way home, you realize, you see your neighbor's bin there, and it reminds you that you need to take your bins out. And you take Tuesday night is Yom Tov, you want to take the bins out for the next morning. Och and veh, if you don't, it'll be against 3, 4, 5 weeks waiting, till the next time. So can you take out? Yom Tov is a bit of a problem because of muksa, because rubbish is muksa. Not only is rubbish muksa, the bin, the wheelie bin, becomes a bosses to the rubbish. On Mamela, it's very, very stark to make sure that before Yom Tov it's outside. Because b'di'evet, if a person didn't take it out, the only heter really is either to get a goy to take it out or to kick it with your foot. It might not work if you got steps. It might not be the most practical thing. So that's a very important thing to remember. But it goes as trip vital, we'll finish there, is that even if the bin collection, collect it on Wednesday morning. So Wednesday morning you come home after a langa davenan and you want to be a practical yid, you want to be a gutta yid and remove the wheelie bin from the side because all the yids are not going past. And you take it inside, but a ma'aser is a serious chashash on muksa, because muksa, even once the muksa is removed, the bosses stays the bosses for the whole day. Till the end of that day, it will remain bosses. After that day, it will be fine. But I question paper. Question paper.